Valley. Welcome to the Give Me Spotlight Hour here in WWDB Talk 860. Great show. It is full of holiday cheer and meaning, no question about it. Got a great lineup of guests. Peggy Jansen, if you would, set the table. What do we expect?
Well, thank you, obviously, for having us here on the Give Me Spotlight Hour. And the show today I'm really excited about. It's kind of near and dear to my heart. Toys for Tots is something that we participate in at several of our funeral homes. We have drop boxes here. And so today we're privileged enough to have Regina and Lenita here to tell us all about Toys for Tots and the great work that they do. And then we're privileged to have Carla DiCola, who is one of our best funeral directors here, who is going to share about what we do to stay involved with the community, one of which is our annual tree lightings at all of our funeral homes and how we help our families through the holidays. So without further ado, I'm going to let everybody else take over and I'll talk to you at the end.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Peggy, again, for putting the show together. And, you know, certainly it's a time for giving. You know, right now in the holiday seasons here, and it means so much to Givenish. Shout out to John Givenish for
the opportunity,
right, for making it happen, man. And this show really has a lot of the sentiments that the organization is
giving
about
all year long.
Yeah, and so we're going to talk about Toys for Tots. And anybody who doesn't know Toys for Tots, it's the United States Marines, the organization that oversees it and runs it, and so. We just did a broadcast last month with our veterans, retirement home. And so I know there's so much synergy there. We also do at Givenish the flag retirement.
So combining
giving and our holiday season and our veteran community and children who are in need. Can't think of a more appropriate show. Let me bring everybody into the broadcast. Regina Astimer, did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
And you're with Toys for Tots, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. And you're a coordinator, correct?
Yes.
I did my homework. Of course, Carla DiCola, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
You're becoming a regular, man.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that? So let's. I know we're going to talk about the tree lighting ceremonies, but with the synergy in giving and the charitable organizations and with Toys for Tots, there's a lot of synergy there with Givenish, and so I'd like to kind of, because I was doing some research, and Regina, let's talk obviously about Toys for Tots, because I learned a lot when I was. Obviously preparing for the broadcast. Number one, you're a coordinator, correct? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yes, I am the coordinator for the Pottstown Toys for Tots area. What we do is solicit businesses into helping us raise toys for the less fortunate of our area. We do cover from Pottstown to Collegeville area, so any of the organizations or agencies that are in need of toys will reach out to us and we'll make sure that we meet the need.
How did you get involved?
It's just a part of our heart and our community. We like to give back, and I was in this position one time where I was in need, and so we've been doing it for the last 14 years.
How about that? Well, that's awesome. And you know, I'm assuming that, you know, Christmas time is your busiest time of the year. I'd say that would probably be an understatement. Talk about, you know, how busy it gets right now. I'm assuming that, you know, you're working around the clock.
We are. We're very busy. We have about 25 volunteers, which are our family and our senior friends from the Jefferson Senior Building. They go out and deliver boxes and flyers to the businesses that will help us. And then they go back and pick up the boxes when the boxes are full. So we are very busy.
And let's talk about, a little bit about Toys for Tots. You know, the mission. First of all, it's over 70 years old, correct?
Yes.
When did the Marines get involved? I think it's 1991. I think we have, and from what their mission says, their goal is, so the primary goal of the Marine Toys for Tots is, and I imagine you bringing the Marines in when you want, you know, to get it done right?
Yes.
Did they get involved with You know, the day-to-day, I mean, how does that...
Absolutely, they do. They deliver toys as well. They dress up as Santa, and they do bring toys on fire trucks to local organizations and businesses. They're very involved.
And so I think what it said in the overview was, in order to better execute the program in 1991, and that about makes sense, right? Bringing in reinforcements... The Marine Toys for Tots Foundation was created at the behest of the Marine Corps, and so who receives? So I know that it's those obviously in less fortunate or you know in need, but how do you who actually receives the toys? And
normally. Children, the less fortunate, we work with organizations and they give us family names that, let's say if it would be our Pottstown School District, any family that has been in need throughout the whole year, they will sign them up and then we will meet the need.
Okay, so I was going to say, is there, if there's a family out there listening, obviously anybody can be down on their, you know, luck and they shouldn't be too proud to reach out. I can't think of, you know, and you know, certainly, I was thinking, Carla, you know, I said, this is going to be another one of these emotional shows for me, right?
It might be.
Because every time Carla comes on, I end up bawling like a baby. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, sorry to take that back. I was just going to say, when I said it was near and dear, you know, it's funny, like you just met me today, ladies, Carla has known me and Joe. But what you don't know is, although I sit before you today, luckily, you know, married woman of 41 years, three children, two daughter-in-law, son-in-law, three grandchildren. When I was 7 years old, my father died, and it was a tough year. And it was probably one of my most memorable Christmases because we were provided toys by, you know, your organization. And I'll never forget the emotional impact that it made on my mom, how happy she was.
Yes.
And for us as kids, to receive that and still have a wonderful Christmas. And so, again, it really does pull on my heartstrings, and I know the good work that you do. So that's why I was so excited to have you today as guest. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
When we talk, you know, Toys for Tots, is there typically an age group that is, you know, like, for example, you know, you know, 5 to 10 years. I mean, in other words, does it matter how old some?
Our agency goes from 1 up into 14.
Okay, yeah, and so if there is a family out there that is struggling, and it's Christmas time, how, you know, is there a contact number or you know, website that they can go to kind of reach out?
Absolutely. They can go to the Pottstown Toys for Tots website, and my number is on there, which is 610-326-3344, and we will get back to them to meet the need.
And so how many toys, when you think about, you know, before we get into the toys, the events, I saw it was on the website, Santa was on the website. When you do an event, what does the event look like? In other words, do you have Santa at a lot of the events?
We do. We do a low-income housing event for Christmas, and Santa does show up. We can have about 100 to 200 children there, and we do meet the need for the children from the Toys for Tots donations.
Now, who staffs the event? In other words, I'm imagining that, you know, we have two fantastic individuals here. And by the way, Benita Henderson is also going to be a part of the broadcast. She will recite the preamble to the Constitution and sing the national anthem, but we're saving that for later at the end of the show.
Thank you.
She's out in the other room warming up, okay? I don't want any pressure on you there, Benita.
Yes, we do host the events, and we see that everything goes well.
Did a Marine show up at the events, or is it just...
some retired ones? They do.
Okay, so I just found out. I was doing my research. I did not know. This is, we're heavily involved in a lot of endeavors, and this is awesome to be here. But I did not know about, everybody's heard of Toys for Tots. I just have not heard. I didn't know the Marines' involvement. Which is, as soon as I saw it, I realized that, I'm like, oh, this makes a lot of sense as part of our Givenish Spotlight Hour, because the organization is so ingrained in not only giving, but also, you know, our veterans and all that. But you know, it's certainly great to hear, you know, that, you know, our armed forces are involved. Where are we with events? You know, so you talk about it's Christmas time right now, and I know, you know, we're, you know, you probably, you know, how often do you have any events, and is there a schedule or a calendar where somebody can find them?
Not at this time. Christmas is more, mainly the events happen around Christmas time. So
okay.
When we're giving out the toys that we have collected for Toys for Tots. And we've had over 3,000 children that we service right now. So that's over 7,000 something toys. So we try to make sure that each child can get at least two toys each and a stocking stuffer. And Toys for Tots provides a lot of, you know, supplement toys for us as well.
So where do most of the toys come from?
All
the general public, or, you know, the store? Do you have relationships with the stores? And
we do, but like we said, we have boxes in a lot of businesses and companies. So,
well, you know what I just realized? Lanita has her headphones on now. She can jump in on the conversation. Well, how long have you been a part of the organization?
I believe a couple of years now. 4 years?
Four years
already? All right now.
Yeah, but it flies when you're having fun, right?
Yes.
Talk about what you do and as part of the, you know, of the organization.
Okay. Well, I usually come in on, I think, October. She has a list.
Got you.
Of stores and companies, and I just go around with the flyers, the boxes, and give out the boxes. And
you're part of the organization. I say this to both of you.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, you know, giving is such a big part of who you are. And first of all, how does it feel? Obviously, when you are able to see that look on a child's face.
Actually, it's a good feeling. You know, I've always loved kids. You know, I don't have any of my own, so it's like it's a great feeling to see the smiles on the kids' face.
And now, do the kids get the toys at the event, or do sometimes their parents take them and give them at Christmas morning?
Both times, because at the Christmas party, Santa gives the gifts to the children, and the extra we already have bagged up for the families to take home, and they can rewrap them themselves.
And for any kids that might listen to talk radio, okay, talk radio, you know, WWDB 860, now I'm saying this to everybody at this table. Last night I was on my way home, and I did see something flying around up there. So I just came from a work party, so I can't be honest. It could have been anything. Let me bring in Carla. Carla, talk about, we'll keep that low. Only 10,000 people listening, no big deal. But Carla, talk about, obviously, Givenish and the culture here and why, you know, Toys for Tots makes so much sense.
Well, as Peggy said, you know, Givenish is a, we aim to strive and celebrate the life of the families and those that they've lost. We're unique to other funeral homes in that there's enough grief and sadness experienced during a time of loss. And so what we like to do is focus on those happier times and really draw from the family the memories that they shared, the experiences, what made you know, what made their loved one who they were. And so our outreach to the community is very important to us. And with the tree lighting that we're about to start tomorrow, actually, December 1st, this is our 20th annual tree lighting. So we are super, super excited to be involved with the community. As you know, we have 14 locations. We have 12 in Pennsylvania. So we're spread out through Philadelphia, Montgomery, and Bucks County. And we have two right outside of Atlantic City. It really gives us a way, just like with Toys for Tots, to stay connected with our families. You know, with Givenish, our journey doesn't end with the funeral. We're with our families through their journey and that grief process and you know, mourning their loss, but also trying to bring them back and, you know, focus on those happier times. And the tree lighting really opens itself up to that opportunity.
Well, is there more than one tree lighting?
Yeah, actually, all of our locations have a tree lighting. So starting tomorrow with our location at Dean Givenish and Decker Givenish. So one is located in Fox Chase and one is in Warminster. So all of our locations, we're beginning at 6:30 with registration, and the tree lighting ceremony starts at 7. And really what it does is it lends itself an opportunity for the families to reflect, maybe meditate. We offer prayer, poetry, music.
So there's activities at the event.
Yes, it's a time of reflection, really.
And yes, yeah, let's kind of, who, by the way, is it moderated by all the directors?
Yes.
And are they all tomorrow night?
No. They start tomorrow night and they go through next Friday, December 8th. So you can actually visit any of our locations on our Facebook page or our website, and we have that advertised. But yes, it's starting tomorrow. We have one at our John F. Givnish on Academy Road location on Sunday, December 3rd. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And so is it true that, because I did hear a rumor that John Givnish shows up and he's...
Absolutely.
Santa,
the families are so
No, I'm
so
talking
important.
About he's got the Santa outfit on and all.
Well, Santa is Santa. That's nobody
well, he's one of his helpers.
Up.
One of his helpers.
He is one of the helpers, yes.
Yeah, no question. Well, he is that obviously, as we all are, spreading good cheer. So the process when you're at the... Peggy, you mentioned that there was a Toys for Tots
drop box at our location. So when you come to the tree lighting, although you don't have to bring anything but yourself, but we're welcoming you to feel free to bring a toy should you choose. But as Carla said, it really is an uplifting event. We are aware that our families are, you know, have just suffered a loss. And so we actually send invites out to our families who have suffered a loss, and we welcome them to open it up to, you know, their families, and they can bring as many people as they want. Just give us a head count. And this is a time when children can come too, because we get that funeral homes are scary, especially for children. This is a time that they can come and feel more celebratory. When they come into the tree lighting, there's going to be, like Carla said, music. There's going to be, you know, some caroling, food.
What's the itinerary? Like, in other
the
words,
itinerary is, you know, different at each location, but they kind of follow a little bit of a pattern where we welcome the guest, talk a little bit, you know, have a little bit of a service, a little mini service to say, you know, we know this is going to be a tough holiday season for you. We're here to help. Maybe a little bit of prayer offered, and then they will go into some music. They'll go into letting families enjoy refreshments, and then we also give every family that comes, each person, not family, a dove with a ribbon on it, and you can write a sentiment to your loved one and then place it on the tree, and then after the tree lighting's over, you're able to take that and enjoy it on your own tree.
Now,
and it is free.
Where are the trees inside the facility?
Yeah,
or
we actually don't have ours up yet, but I'm sure it'll be up probably by tomorrow. But each location has beautiful, beautiful trees that go up to the ceiling, and that's, you know, they'll have white lights on them, and then the night of the ceremony, it'll be filled with doves. So it really is a beautiful time. And again, I think it's a wonderful time for our families. You know, I know personally, I have a sister-in-law who passed this year, and a brother-in-law, and I'm going to make sure I welcome my families to know that this is a time when they can come back to the funeral home that was such a solemn, sad time, but now it's a time to rejoice, enjoy the holidays, and know that they're not alone, because everybody that attends the services are people who have just suffered a loss. So you're not looking around like, oh, sure, you can enjoy the holiday.
Well,
they've suffered that loss too.
And that's an interesting point. I was going to say, who attends?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
anyone's welcome. People come from years back, and every year they come just to get that extra kick to get them through the holiday. But the invitations go back usually, you know, to our most recent families who have suffered a loss. But again, it's advertised and anyone's welcome.
I think about the holidays. You said something interesting there. They can be a great time for a lot of people, and they can be very difficult, especially if somebody loses someone during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, Peggy mentioned, and Carla as well, my father just passed not long ago. We did the service up at on Academy Road, and I said that my mother passed a couple of years back before that, and we didn't, because my aunt handled it, and the difference was night and day. And I could say that because the other place is a neighborhood place that, you know, the guy that who owned it passed away, so his wife is doing the best she can, but it's a problem, and we sort of felt like we cheated my mom, but it is a celebration of life. The reason I say that is because it was such a good experience, okay? I would have no, you know, qualms about going back and doing the tree lighting and celebrating the holidays because it was so uplifting, okay? And so, you know, and you talk about community and the importance of community and the synergy between Givnish and Toys for Tots. You know, I think there, you know, it makes so much sense. Now, one of the things, Regina, is you have drop locations, right? You know, so where people can, where can people, you know, so people, if they want to do a drop location, can they, you know, can they do one if I wanted to have one at my work? How does that work?
You can. If you want to do a drop location, you go on our the website for the Pottstown Toys for Tots, and there is a spot in there for you. But if you know me personally, you normally would call me and say, hey, we want one of your Toys for Tots boxes, and Lanita will drop it off to you.
Okay, sounds good. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We're going to have more from the Give the Spotlight Hour in just a minute.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the final transaction.
That's right, Joe. Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
He is a wily veteran.
It gives Heather's eyes the chance to wander.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer. Go to takeahealthystand.org.
This program is also brought to you by Advocacy United, a nonprofit 501c3 organization that advocates on issues, situations, and conditions that impact the public welfare and working families for the purpose of improving the well-being of those in need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Givener Spotlight Hour here on WWDB Talk 860. We've got a great show. We're talking about Toys for Tots and the great work that they do all year long, but in particular around the holiday season. And also, although it's a very festive time of year for many reasons, it can be a difficult time of the year. When you think about that the Marines... And our servicemen and women who have given so much to this country. One thing I would say is, and Regina, you had mentioned obviously that this is near and dear to your heart. You may have had an experience. One thing I can say is, the essence of a person and the impact that everybody deserves. You could have charged. You could have really have gone a volunteered or worked for any organization. Why Toys for Tots and how did you? Because it touched you when you were growing up.
Absolutely, I had a single mom with five kids, and she worked, and there was times she couldn't provide, and we did get a lot of help from Toys for Tots. So that's really, heartwarming to me, and I decided that I'd do the same thing, give back to the community.
And when the essence of a young, well, let's talk about potentially some stories of impact, children who have, and it doesn't have to be anything individual, but what it means for a young person to have that experience, okay? It's such a beautiful, organization and endeavor. Okay, it feels so much better to give a present than it does, to receive. Have you ever been a part of, or have you heard stories about children who maybe woke up on Christmas Day, maybe not even expecting or not really understanding that there was going to be something there and that they were going to have a good Christmas too?
Absolutely. We've had times that parents have called us Christmas Eve, and we do make it work for them. So we have dropped off toys many years Christmas Eve. For some reason, people, I guess, are too embarrassed to say that they need help or they just won't ask. And we hear of it, and we do meet the need. And they cry. The kids cry when they see you pull up and pull all these wrapped toys out. So it's real heartwarming.
That's incredible.
It's worth it. It's worth it all.
I honestly can't think of a better experience than being able to do that. And at what point, you must be working all through Christmas Eve, right?
We do. We have a cutoff date, but we don't stop until we know that everyone has gotten the toys from Santa's helpers.
So not that we're encouraging people to wait to the last minute, because it's a no judgment zone. I'll say, and I think I can say this on behalf of Regina, she'll be up till 4 a.m, call 3. No, I'm just kidding. I'm volunteering you, aren't I? No. But, or most people, or a lot of people just, there's no reason for somebody to be embarrassed.
Never.
Okay? But we have to talk about that because we want everybody to know that, and this is my saying, but for the grace of God, there go I.
Yes.
For whatever reason. Lanita, did you want to say something? You're welcome to say something. Oh, yeah, she doesn't want to say but also talk about your perspective in regards to being able to give a gift to a child. It must feel great.
It does. I don't I've always loved kids. I have like there's 13.
Because you haven't had any. That's why.
I haven't had any. So. So yeah, it warms my heart. Plus, I have a little nephew that keeps me busy.
And by the way, there's nothing better than being an aunt or an uncle. Oh, you can win. Gosh. I go win. I
play
I
with them.
I start trouble. I start trouble with them, and Uncle Joe rolls right.
Okay, and I like that. Yeah,
yeah. But it is it. But you know, when you think about it, and you think of and most of the time you think about, you know, maybe you can empathize because you went through something, or you had a loved one that went through something, being able to impact that person's life. Maybe in some cases, Carla, you had said, you know, during the break, and we're going to touch on it now, you know, Christmas for one reason or another may not be, it may be a loss, but at the same time, who knows what, maybe because they grew up without, you know, in need and never had a Christmas is a painful time of year. But talk, you know, to kind of touch on that and the fact that what you guys try to do here is make it a positive experience across the board.
Well, actually, what I just heard about Toys for Tots and hearing that some families may feel embarrassed to reveal that they're in a place of need and so they'll just go without and, you know, they'll internalize that themselves. In a way, I can kind of see that when a person has experienced a loss around, well, let's not just say around the holiday, just in general, and then the holidays come. And they might be, critical of themselves. I don't deserve to celebrate the holidays. I shouldn't feel happy. My loved one's not with me. And they might not be in a position, or they might not, you know, feel like they can ask for help. And I think that one of the nice things about the tree lighting is that it offers that chance for us to gather together, to kind of self-care. And we can remember those that aren't with us in many different ways. Their physical presence might not be here, but we can celebrate them by, you know, sharing stories of them with others. We can share empathy. Maybe some people want to remember their loved one through certain recipes that bring to mind, you know, grandmom or grandpa, or listening to music. And I think that, you know, when you come to one of our tree lightings, you might be experiencing these emotions, but then you're around others that also have experienced that loss. You know, we're there to provide whatever assistance and resources we can. We're surrounding you with a beautiful environment, a very warm, uplifting environment.
Who speaks? You know, you talked about poetry and all kinds of things. How's
that
work?
Well, for instance, the program that I am putting together, I mean, I'm going to welcome everybody back to the funeral home. I have two clergy members, actually, and the one is actually going to, he's a wonderful musician and singer, and he's going to provide us with some music and some reflective pieces. I've asked both of them to share personal stories, and I also want to pay homage to our veterans as well. So I have one who's a chaplain at one of the military cemeteries, a dear friend of mine. He's going to come in. I've asked him to share a personal story, which he will, of his time over in Vietnam during Christmas, and he will offer prayer as well. I'll share some stories and some reflective pieces, and then we'll conclude with the tree lighting itself. We do place a dove on the tree for the veterans that we've lost or the spouses thereof, and then conclude with more another prayer and another song. And then after that, everybody's free to just have food and beverages.
But you're having four, but there's
coffee, tea. I'm having dessert trays. I think this year I'm going to bring in a small little food tray. I think what is really heartwarming for us at the funeral home is that you have the families that come out because they've just come off of a loss in the last year. But then when you see the families that return year after year, you know, that really makes what we do like all worth it, because we know that they trust us. We want them to know that they're always going to be a part of our family, and we're always here for them.
Yeah, it's interesting because people don't know where people don't know where to reach out to for a lot of these things. I mean, it's not like in a sense, if you're down on your luck, you may know to go to child services or for assistance there. But how does that, how does that conversation go in your case, Regina, when you get a call? Because let me give you an example. So we do a lot of legal radio, and sometimes there's sensitive topics when somebody calls. That person answering that phone, okay, has to be sensitive. Just like in your world, Carla, it takes a special type of person to be able to, because you know when you answer that phone call, somebody probably waited to the last minute. And talk about, you know, that emotion and that, you know, in a sense, they're calling for help. You know, they have a child and it's an emotional situation. How do you handle that conversation?
Well, I always try to be very friendly and caring on the phone. So to make them feel like they're not a burden, or it's okay that you called at this time. We still can help you.
But I mean, it's also okay that they called.
Yes, it's very much okay that they called.
And after that, you know, that phone call, I do an injured workers program, and sometimes somebody will call, and you know, in that world, if they got injured, a lot of times they try to handle things on the right, and they end up getting just, you know, turned into a pretzel by, you know, with either their employer or the insurance company, whatever, and they've got nowhere else to go. Well, our program provides advocacy, so I always end the conversation with your day is going to end better than it started. Okay, what is that conversation? You know, you want to let them know that it's okay. Number one, you're not alone. Is that important to let them know that? Hey,
absolutely.
You know, you're not alone in this, and it can happen, and it happens to everybody. When you, after that phone call, well, first of all, when somebody calls, how soon and quickly, I mean, in them types of situations, let's not say New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve, but any time, you know, if they're in, you know, how do you arrange getting them the toys?
Well, we have a setup. So when we drop the box off, we give you a date and say that someone will pick it back up, or you can drop it back off to us. And then we start delivering immediately. Our drop off is the 15th. So we start packing the 16th.
So if it's
17th, 18th.
Wow.
So, and we will pack extra just, you know, in case someone calls at the last minute. So.
And what's cool about it is Lanita's available up to 4 in the morning on Christmas, right?
Yes,
wake up. Let's go. Let's get this going.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I guess on a Christmas Eve call, though, you know, it's you know, everyone on deck.
Yeah, do what we have to do.
But once you drop that toy off, that must be just, and you get that hug.
I cry sometimes because it's sad to see that. And, you know, just because you waited to the last minute, it's okay. We will help you. We don't want you to, but we will. So it's okay. We'd rather see the kids have some things from Santa than not have anything.
And I'm sure you've gotten so many hugs from parents.
Oh, plenty.
You know, you're dropping that off. I mean, is there a better feeling on the planet?
Exactly. Feeling.
Right. No question about it. Carla, when you're going through this, first of all, who are the, you know, you talk about you have singing and music. You have 14 mm-hmm. locations.
Right.
And who's our guy that does that plays the guitar?
Scott.
That's
Scott's going to be with me at my particular location. And but as far as who's in attendance, one or more directors, and there's how many of us, like 30 some funeral directors. So there'll be several funeral directors. You know, we have our clergy or speakers, if you will. I'm encouraging them to share their own personal stories around the holidays. It doesn't have to necessarily be around, you know, grief or anything like that, but just something that touches them that other people might be able to relate to. And then our support staff, oh my gosh, we're blessed to have such a great number of people that support us on our services and at our locations for various, you know, various events that we have.
And you know what, Joe? The reason that the tree lighting also is very important to our families is, think about it, say you just suffered a loss, and normally you're the one who gathers everyone together, but this year, guess what? You don't feel like having everybody over. You're not that happy. this is a time when we encourage you to say, listen, I'm not going to be up to having everybody over for the holidays, but would you come and celebrate with me at the Boyd Horrocks Life Celebration tree lighting? And so they can come with their families, and it's a time that they can gather, reflect, share memories. The funeral home's going to be full of life that night, as far as just a lot of people around comforting each other, celebrating, you know, remembering their loved one. So it is a great way for our families to still get together with their families, but not have the burden of having to host anything.
Yeah,
so,
and you know, obviously there's you know, you mentioned food, the whole deal. How many people can maybe show up?
Well, you see the size of our funeral home. We've never had to turn anyone away, put it that way, ever.
But do you get a nice turnout?
Yes, and so much so, Carla, right, that at some of our locations, because we've done this for years and, 20 years now?
20 years.
So we are pretty well-versed in which locations get larger turnouts. So we actually have 2 tree lightings. So on the same day, we might have one at, say, 12, and the next one might be at 6 or 7. So, we've never turned anyone away.
And also, we encourage people to RSVP, if you will, ahead of time.
Know.
So we have a good idea of the headcount, and then we just kind of budget for a little bit more people.
Do you mention at all, does it become a memorial at all in regards to those who've lost loved ones? Unless they request it or something like that. In other words, because you said you can bring, you can post putting somebody's name on a tree.
Well, yeah, so everyone that comes is there to not only remember their loved one, but to memorialize them. So, you know, they are given the dove, they write a sediment. And so if you have a family with, 5 people in it, you'll get given 5 doves. So the children, adults, grandparents, anybody can write a sediment and then place it on the tree. And everybody, and Carly, we've seen this. I mean, I actually get chills when I think of it because, I've done it for my own loved ones. But when you place it on the tree, it's not like you're just putting an ornament up there. I see people, saying a little prayer or, having a picture of them placing it on there. And then what a great thing to be able to then take it home to your own tree and remember, that was the year that Pop died or, whatever. But again, I think what comforts families, and I bet Carla would agree, is the fact that everyone there is there because they've lost a loved one. So we get that it's a sad time. We're here to try and help you through the holidays. And I think just comfort in numbers, knowing that they lost their father too, or they lost their sister. It's comforting.
But celebration of life is a very interesting term.
Because we're going to celebrate
the life.
That's
right.
We get that you're sad. So this isn't a time when you're going to come in and, you're going to hear church music and we're going to bow our head and just everybody's sad and you have to be quiet. No, you're going to hear laughter. You're going to hear music. You're going to hear, food being eaten and drinks and, not alcohol, but what I mean.
What? What was that? Got to be 21 with proper ID to get in.
But again, we really, 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 really welcome everyone to come. If you're listening to this, feel free to call 1-800-448-6474. 1-800-GIVENISH. You can look at our websites. You can look at our Facebook pages. And we welcome you to come. We welcome you to invite your families. And remember, if you have an unwrapped, unused gift and you'd like to donate it, we have drop boxes at the front of our door. And you can hear from the good work that that Regina and Lanita have shared that it will go to the hands of someone who really needs it.
And you mentioned the gift, right? And we're talking about new gifts or so what are the parameters on the gifts? Obviously,
Is there an amount limit
new,
or nothing?
But they have to be new and
unwrapped, used.
Unwrapped and,
unwrapped,
and
unused.
Yes, okay. Unused. Okay.
Unused.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that because I was, you don't want anybody coming with
we
an old
brought
baseball
them today. I don't know, Joe. You tell me. But today I brought the radio control vehicle and you bought the Barbie. So
that's
I'm just saying.
That's a whole nother show. All right. All right. My wife had to rip it out of my hands, but that's just the way
it is. That's a remote control car.
Well, I'll be honest with you. We just had that Barbie movie, right?
Yeah.
You remember that? I was in the front row, bro.
I know. I'm jealous.
I actually did go with my wife, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you the truth, and I don't want to segue at all, but it was pretty cool being there.
Yeah.
In a sense, it's a whole culture of people and women and young girls that loved that. That's a big part. And
but it has a message, too.
Not more than my wife. My wife, was a big deal. So, but when I, we went out, we knew we were coming today. And
everybody loves Barbie.
Oh, my God. And so Peggy said, and she was so nice about it. She said,
bring a gift.
You come in here without a gift and I'll break your legs. And I said, okay. So, my wife went out last night, she was at Target, and I'm like, you know, Elaine, I'm already pushing it, you know, 5 minutes. We're getting there late at the broadcast. I can't forget a gift on the way up. Anyway, she brought, what I love about what she brought, though, this is the truth.
It looks like her, actually.
But she actually, thank you. She loves that. She brought what she loves.
She loves, right.
And so, not what I love. I don't want to go there. No.
And I brought the remote control car because I was thinking I have three grandchildren, two of which are boys, and I thought that would be cool for them. So it's funny what you're drawn to.
But. Are there any different types of, like, you know, do you get a, I know there's a million types of toys, but you get, there are a lot of people, like, are Barbies popular?
Barbies are our number one gift.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
You know, so I was going to bring a trumpet, but it was you. Our
parents love those instruments.
Right. You know? No, but that's, you know, that's a big, by the way, you have boys and girls. How do you, if you're, you know, in today's day and age, I don't know what you're, you know, what you can actually say, but let me just say, you know, boys and girls, different toys. Do you ever have to?
Well,
do
the parents, like whoever's requesting the help, do they say, you know,
well, I know that, but I'm saying
but they're into
people donating.
Whatever.
People right. donating. Do you ever sit down and go, listen, we got plenty of Barbies. We need some footballs. You know, I'm just saying, let's be real.
We do. Yeah.
Yes, we do. For businesses, they'll call and say, what do you need? We'll say footballs, basketballs, because okay. we have a lot of
that's a great
dolls
idea.
And
that's
strollers.
Universal, right. You know.
How about, let's talk about businesses. Right now, I mean, so the wide array of contributors. First of all, in regards to donating, is it only toys? Can people donate money?
You can, but that has to go to corporate, you know, so that really, it's spread out. We want help for our community since we're helping our community.
So
and more appreciated is the toys.
It's specifically toys.
Yeah.
Now let's kind of talk about that because you have individuals and then you have businesses and corporations. What is your outreach in regards to, you know, I mean, go, you know, do you speak it or do you meet, you know, you obviously do meetings with different organizations and say, you know,
mailers or how do you reach
we
the
do.
Common people?
A lot of our donations come from repeated people. Like, we already have your name and your number, and there's like 70-something in here already. Uh-huh. So we know who to contact and when to contact if you've helped us before. And like we said, you normally go on our website and request to help, request a box, and we'll bring it to you. But we do. We speak at churches, businesses, anything in the summer if someone wants us to come out because, you know, you want to head start a little bit.
Yeah, I have to say it. I reached out only because, you know, I just thought, you know, we should have a box here, and I wasn't sure, you know, who would order it. So I just took it upon myself to call.
Thank you.
And Regina, I think it was 2 days later, and the box was here. So, you know, it was that quick.
She didn't really, I told her to do it.
Yeah, she did.
She
no,
didn't.
Yeah.
But question, what are the needs out there? Like how many families, I mean, not exactly, but
are you in good shape? Like, are we in a danger zone that you need a lot of toys that you haven't? We are saying it because that's what we're here for.
We are in need of more toys. We do have a lot of families and agencies that have requested more than we had last year. So we definitely are in need of toys.
But in general, obviously, people that are in need, it's a large number. Obviously. Let's talk about, for example, you know, an orphanage or, you know, places where children clearly, it's not, you know, I mean, you know, they're, like we have one in Roxborough. The Northern Home for Boys, I think it's called. How do you also deal with those types of organizations, or do they do it themselves?
We honestly don't, unless they've contacted like a school district or a church, then we would be involved.
Yeah. I was thinking about, you know, that type of. Do you get a lot of corporate donations and contributions?
We do.
And your toy drive, okay, here at Givenish, Peggy and Carla. Will it mostly be, you know, the impact, you know, at the tree?
Mostly, yeah. But you'd be surprised, families that as soon as Regina and Lenita were nice enough to bring these big banners. So as you see, we're on a busy corner here, and we're going to put those banners outside. And, you know, people, especially around the holidays, their heartstrings get pulled on, and so they'll know now that means we have a location here, and we'll just get people that may have used our home through the years, and or just anybody driving by that knows it's a drop place now because they know the good work that Toys for Tots do. And so, but to answer your question, yeah, at our tree lighting, it seems like every other person that comes in with a toy. So we pretty much timed this knowing that the pickup was going to be on the 15th and our tree lighting's next week for our location. So it'll work out perfectly.
Outreach, do you use the internet at all? Yeah, I mean, that to me would be, you know, a number one. Like, what is the normal marketing and promotion, platform?
Facebook, social media, Instagram. So we post all over. And where we work at, so I work for a school district.
Oh.
So we can advertise, and our teachers help very much in our elementary school. So we have a box place in all those buildings.
And so you work at a school, and you, what are your
yeah, like,
your
is this volunteer work, or is this full-time jobs?
The school district is my full-time job.
And this is just something you do part-time? This is volunteer.
Yeah.
This is volunteer.
How many hours,
a lot of hours. We can't count how many hours we put in because, you know, wow, we do it all year. We're shopping ourselves and collecting toys, and my garage is filled with toys, so they have to go, my husband says.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yes, you have to get it out.
Well, and I'll tell you, it must not be hard, you know, to get it out because, you know, my God, there's a shortage of out there. Where do the boxes, like, you know, are they outside businesses where people can walk up, or, you know, so if we wanted to let people know, you know, is there, you know, where the different drop-off locations are?
There's a lot. We have a lot of drop-off locations from Norristown up to Pottstown. So they're very easy to find. You can go on our website, and it also tells you who has a box.
And here, where's your box? It's at the front door? Outside or inside? Okay.
Inside.
So that's going to be in the middle of the night. Listen, I'm coming. That's just, no, but it's an awesome endeavor. Carla, just want to, you know, we're coming down to the nitty-gritty. Remind everybody, you know, about, you know, where they can find out, you know, where the nearest tree lighting is, if you will.
Sure. If they go on to the website or Facebook, and like I said, there's 12.
Which website?
Well, each funeral home has its own individual website.
Okay.
And Facebook page. So if you're not quite sure which Givnish location is closest to you, just go on the website, put in Givnish Family Funeral Homes, Life Celebration by Givnish, and it should populate a location nearest to you. So, you know, right now we have 3 locations in Philadelphia. We have 5 in Bucks County and 4 in Montgomery County. And then we have our 2 locations right outside of Atlantic City. So should be relatively easy to find that location. And then right on the website, we have advertised, it's our postcard that we mailed out to each of our families, the date and time. Again, 6:30 would be the registration time at all of the locations, and our service actually begins at 7 o'clock.
And what time does it, how long is the whole thing?
There's no set end time. You know, it's very organic that way. And, you know, we encourage our families, if they want to get up and share, they certainly can. Like I said, and Peggy said that there's refreshments and desserts or food afterwards. So people are welcome to just stay in the comfort of the home and talk to their neighbors and, you know, just kind of mingle around. So.
Well, it's definitely I'm not surprised, because Celebration of Life, this is an extension of what that is. And so definitely a great event. And you talk about bringing the community in and all that. It's fantastic. So, Regina, coming down to the line, I need you to do something really complicated one more time. Just tell us the website for where people can find more about Toys for Tots.
It's the Pottstown Toys for Tots website, and our phone number is 610-326-3344, and I'm Regina Astheimer.
Awesome. Well, obviously, we want to thank you for being on the broadcast.
And Lanita.
Lanita Henderson, fantastic. We are going to, you better start warming up them
pipes,
because you're going to be singing the next time.
Conclude.
Yeah. Oh. I'm running late, and I know you have a sore throat. Yeah, but next time. Next year, it's on you.
Okay.
Peggy, if you will, man, it's definitely this is kind of like the synergy in regards
another
to
another great show, just showing again what sets us apart from other funeral homes. So I'd like to give a shout out, of course, to our leader, John Givnish, who allows us to even have the platform to feature such great work as Toys for Tots. And I thank Carla, of course, for being so exceptional in how she services our families year-round. And again, we want to just remind our families we're here for you 24/7, 1-800-448-6474, 1-800-GIVNISH. My name is Peggy Jansen, and on behalf of the entire Life Celebration team, we'd like to wish all of our families a happy and healthy holiday. And please do feel free to come out and enjoy one of our tree lighting ceremonies.
Awesome. Yeah, I want to thank everybody on the broadcast, Regina, Lanita, obviously Peggy and Carla. You know, Carl, you are becoming a regular on the broadcast. Yep. And having said that, again, we want to thank, obviously, our leader, John Givnish, for the Tony sets. So consistent and consistent with the Life Celebration experience. It certainly brings the community in, and it uplifts individuals across the board, right? When a loved one's lost, and then of course, obviously during the holidays when it can be the most difficult time, we're celebrating life and not mourning it 24/7, although it's understood. On behalf of everybody on the broadcast, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody. This program is also brought to you by Advocacy United, a nonprofit 501c3 organization that advocates on issues, situations, and conditions that impact the public welfare and working families for the purpose of improving the well-being of those in need.